Good morning, Sunday, September 26th. We've got three baseball plays today, following up on 5-2 profitable baseball day yesterday. The first play is the Detroit Tigers on the money line. Detroit is a slight underdog. They are a clear favorite in this game. Much better pitching matchup, much better overall matchup, home versus away. The current form of the lineups, it's a clear play. In addition to that, there's motivation for Detroit. They're going for a 500 season or going for a non-losing season, and they might just get it done. So that is a very clear play, almost a two-unit play. Decided to stay with one unit on that. Toronto, run line, minus 120 against Minnesota. You could do the money line, but why risk 180? If Toronto wins this, they're going to win by margin. So just do the 120. Final game is St. Louis. On the money line, not juiced up too much. They're, I think everyone is pricing in, quote unquote, everyone, you know what I'm talking about. It's pricing in the fact that the streak will end. It's 15 now, surpassing the season high of 13 that was by the Yankees and the A's. So they're at 15. They're definitely in no play after the streak ends. At that point, they've got the wild card locked up. This is all about just winning this and continuing the streak now. Wild card's locked up. The pressure's off on that, which is actually helping the streak continue because the pressure for the wild card is off. Now it's just out there, have fun, continue the streak. Once that streak ends, they're definitely not a play on. Maybe even a play against because of the energy that was expent to get that streak. And then the fact that they're nothing more to play for. Give your guys a break because of the stress of that streak. Get your pitching staff lined up. So we'll not play on them once the streak is over. But for today's business, going for win number 16, go Cardinals. All right, so now recapping football, NFL for today. Again, this was posted. You could just go to the NFL Week 3 broadcast and have a little bit more detailed layout. But recapping that real quick, Arizona on the spread minus the points. Buffalo minus the points, and then Dallas Monday night minus the points. Did a same game parlay with Denver, and had teased that number down to 2.5 on the same game parlay so they could win by a field goal and take the bet, and had moved the total up to 47.5, and actually got the same game parlay at minus 110 on that. Really liked that bet. It's the best way to play that game since Denver should win that game, and it should go under. But didn't like either number. 10.5 was too much. Have a teaser, an actual official teaser with Cleveland and Baltimore doing a 6-point teaser. And then the other so-called exotic would be a parlay, adjusting the numbers using alternate lines. Dallas was under 50.5. Excuse me, Dallas under 60.5, and that's the game, Dallas against Philly. And then the New England game against New Orleans under 50.5. So we're able to get those numbers up quite a bit, about 7-8 points, and actually got that at very reasonable juice. I believe that was 116. 116, yeah. 112. In any event, any number around there is fine, and I don't know what the price to buy it is now. But again, that is not a teaser. That is using alternate lines and then parlaying them together to get the under on both of those games at the higher number. All right, so that's it. College football yesterday with the live betting, and I mentioned I would be looking at live bets in the broadcast for college. We ended up decent on the day. But if you just listened to the podcast and didn't have any time to adjust, then you'd have lost a little bit of money on the day. I had some bad bounces. Again, it's funny that I talked about the unders versus over in college football. And lo and behold, we've got NC State and Clemson under 47.5 at the end of a full 60-minute game. It's 28 points. Clearly, the defenses were on the right side of the game. The under was the right side of the game. The big problem is that 28 points was split evenly at 14-14, and making it worse was the fact that NC State had a 38-39, something like that, field goal at the end, 4 seconds left. Missed a very, very high percentage shot that wins the game. And, of course, that's just, it's almost like I was forecasting that unfortunate turn of events. Touchdown, 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 and 48 points, going just a half point over the 47.5 when we only gave up 28 in 60 full minutes of action. That does happen. That's part of the risks of taking unders in college football because of the overtimes. But the risk is worth it because the percentage of overtime games is still very low. And you could still win the game in overtime. Matter of fact, you would think with two teams that gave up 14 points each in 60 minutes that they might have been able to hold each other to a field goal, missed field goal, et cetera, something like that, where it's, you know, 9 points scored, or maybe it's a field goal touchdown type thing and still get it. At 44 points, there's so many ways to have won that game. It is what it is. We move on, including the baseball and the live betting. It was a nice, additional, profitable day. On we go. I do look for college to pick up. That has historically been the number one sport for me, year after year after year. It was over 60% last year. Actually had a 19-4 day. 19-4 is extremely high this is last year. Had extremely high on bet numbers. That's normally an inordinate amount of bets and ridiculous. But if you're doing 1% of your bankroll, you're at 23%, and we all know full well that some people are betting their entire bankroll on a given day, and if they bust out, they reload it. So, you know, a quarter of your bankroll is not the end of the world. It's a little high, but not the end of the world. And 19-4 is a pretty good day. And the scary thing about that is the day finished 3-3. So think about that for a second. 19-4, take away the 3-3. Yeah, the beginning of that day was unbelievable. Unbelievable. And the first game that finished, now they were all, as you know, starting at the same time. The first game that actually finished and was a graded bet was a loss, and then went on an enormous winning streak. That was on a Saturday, I believe, in October last year. So we're never going to probably see a day like that again, probably because I never have that many bets again. It just, the stars aligned that day and had to play them. But yeah, we're looking for some successful day like that to bump these numbers. That's it for today. Good luck with NFL. And be back with more on Monday.